Now I'd like to call up Dr. Gary Jensen, and he will call up his panel members. So we're on to thematic five, which is improving knowledge, information, research extension, and communication on aquaculture.
Well, good afternoon. To see if we can get through this process rather efficiently. The first expert panel, they have five recommendations. And I think in terms of saving time, rather than me reading them, I would ask you to go ahead and read them yourselves. And if you have any comments on number one, we can discuss that. You can read it just as easy as I can tell. So if you look at recommendation number one, under investing in research, communication, training, and extension, please. I'll give you a little bit of time to take a look at that, and then if anybody has any questions, we can discuss that. Any questions on recommendation number one? Anybody? Okay. Let's go on to recommendation number two. If you could please carefully read recommendation number two. Yes.
Could you please clarify what the word aquapis?
That's a new word.
Expert panel? This is a new word. It came out of the conference here. This is ingenuity here. You would like to explain that, right, Brian?
What we were trying to do was come up with a word that would capture some combination of implementation thinking and what some in other fields call coal face, working at the coal face. So we conceived this word. Actually, your colleague and fellow Sri Lankan came up with the term aqua face. We can put it in quotes. We can take it out as you wish. We'll be guided by the group.
I think it requires quite a bit of explanation, the term aquaface. I think it would raise a few questions. Okay. We're going to move to recommendations.
Could
yes,
I just
Peter.
As a
please
as a comment? It's not just the farmers we need to teach to do this. We need to teach the scientists and everybody else in the value chain. This is a complex business. It's not just teaching the farmers how to do it, okay? I mean, we're learning from the farmers as well.
Absolutely.
The scientists are learning from the farmers. And what about the feed suppliers, the developers? There's a whole series of people in this value chain.
Okay, so do you want to give me some words later? Are all stakeholders you want as a compromise? We'll do it that way.
I think so. I think so.
Okay. Are we good on recommendation number two? Yes.
Yeah. Even teaching that we are, this reflects like one-way communication that we are talking about. Teaching and learning, I think that this last sentence has to be rephrased in such a way that it is we are learning with the farmer as well. All are working together. So it's not a teaching-learning one-way extension system. We have to think about alternative extension type things here.
I agree. It's a community.
Yes. It is something has to be done here. It reflects that it is some 60s extension approach model we are talking about.
In fact, the Dutch, I believe, don't use the word extension anymore. They call it communication. At least some Dutch scientists, social
some
scientists,
Dutch.
Doing it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you might look around because not only in front. I'm putting my hand up for one. That's the chair.
Any other comments on recommendation number two?
Number two. There was much discussion about communication of farmer innovations to the other farmers. We are always having this top-down approach. There is a lot generated by the farmers themselves, which has to be, the mechanisms have to be evolved of disseminating or spreading that message to other farmers. I mean, it's similar to the point that the previous speaker raised.
Did you get that captured? Let's go through the other recommendations that might be captured. Yes, Doris.
But I think this is a very good point. But perhaps it is already included in point number one because it says between scientists and farmer to accelerate bi-directional knowledge transfer. So I think, I suppose it's including what Sena is asking.
It could be interpreted that way. It's not as clear. It's not so clear.
Yeah, my feeling is it's one recommendation.
Okay.
What's one recommendation?
One and two here. Closing the gap. And improving the learning capabilities and having it both ways, it's the same thing.
So combine the two.
Combine the two.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Yes.
If we are going to foster demand-driven communication streams, are we not to tackle knowledge property as well?
Knowledge property?
Yeah, if knowledge is generated by a demand, the unity that is demanding it, the sector, might claim the exclusivity on the information, on the knowledge that is gathered.
Well, I mean, there is a process of patents, or is information that is proprietary. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any comments on that, Brian?
We can try. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, where are you proposing this should be put? Okay. I'll work on that.
Okay. Let's move on to recommendation. Yes.
Could you please think about the knowledge and skill both? Knowledge and skill transfer, but I still this improve learning capacities and competency, both the research side people and farmer side people is required. This is complicated by this word aquaphase.
Okay, I'll take it out.
Yeah, aquaphase has kind of created a little bit of a discussion here. Okay.
What about innovative thinking? I thought you wanted innovation here. Here I do some innovation and all you do is complain.
Let's move on to recommendation number 3, if you don't mind. If you could please read recommendation number 3, and then we'll discuss any comments or suggestions. Okay. Does anybody have any? Yes. Yes, please.
I think this is about investing for research. I didn't see who will invest. I'd suggest maybe private, public partnership, something like that. Thank you.
Brian, did you understand that?
No, I didn't. This is more about the process of sharing and knowledge transfer.
I'm looking at the top title.
Oh, the title.
Research, yeah. So out of 3 points, there is no about investing. There's no about investment on research. Who will do investment? How? We are talking about the knowledge transfer only and communication only.
That was brought up during the expert panel. I think, Brian, you explained that. You didn't put a lot of focus on the investment in research.
Yeah. I mean, we were trying to promote the idea of looking at this through a knowledge lens. And so a lot of our thinking was trying to get this knowledge economy thinking into aquaculture more generally. And that was the direction we were coming from.
Yes, please.
No doubt extension plays critical role, but we are always struggling for the last 40, 50 years about the effective extension system. There are several alternative approaches that we got to focus on. Alternative extension models, alternative extension approaches, which are effective. Otherwise, again, we will be just, what kind of extension? I think probably I would like to get the panel to reformat these to look at the different extension options.
I would agree. Very good point.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to talk about number 2 previously, but now I think maybe 2 and 3 are quite similar. And I think one of the problems I have with the way it's formulated, which is different from the way we discussed, is that this bidirectional and extension always implies from an academic or a state agency to a farmer. And I think one of the advantages that we were looking at is to take advantage of participatory learning and training, that is farmer-to-farmer exchange, farmer field schools, there were some other terms, shared learning, community of producers, as opposed to top-down. So what I like to see is not so much bi-directional, but multi-directional, taking advantage of these participatory learning.
Yes, and it's not just developing and extending the technology. It is also developing and using the extension materials or channels as well. And that's also got to go through a participatory stakeholder involvement. So it's not just the technology,
right.
It's the materials, and then it's the channels, the the extension methods, these have also got to be developed. We can't just necessarily be taken off the shelf all the time.
There's so much embodied in these subjects, the recommendations. It's a real challenge for the expert panel to come up with these recommendations. Yes, sir.
About who has to invest in the research, communication, training, extension. Typically, we are observing that even though the producers are small scale, the exporters are not small scale. The export business, if you see in any of the countries, the number of exporters are very few. Typically in India, we have about 300 exporters. So ultimately, the biggest chunk of benefits, which are in terms of volume, are in the hands of the exporter community, who are typically having a better say in many of the in the entire value chain process. So is there a possibility of introducing a recommendation wherein the governments can be encouraged to set aside a portion of the export earnings for the development of research, communication, training, extension, so that there is a recommendation from this world community which helps the policymakers who are, to convince their, the constituency to earmark certain funds. Otherwise, typically it goes with the bargaining power of the each and every research institution, how much to take and how much not to take. Whereas, is there a possibility of recommending a particular portion of the earnings from export towards this research, communication, training, and extension? Thank you.
Brian? I don't know.
That wasn't really discussed. I guess it is possible. We'll be guided by the group. I think it's, if there's a shared wish from this group, yes, we can. Is there other comments on this?
Could it be possible to word it a little bit stronger rather than just close the gap, like saying promote and create the conditions to do it? Because closing the gap is a little bit nebulous. But
sure.
I would really try and push this because I think everybody needs it. And if you make a very strong recommendation, just changing the wording slightly, I think it'll have more effect.
Good point. Okay.
Just coming back to that, my earlier suggestion. This suggestion is in the background of, we know that there is a recommendation by, I don't know, World Body, UNESCO or somebody, that there is a recommendation that at least 6% of the GDP should go towards education. This is one of the recommendations, old existing recommendations. Time and again, the educationists lobby for allocation of more funds towards education, taking this particular standard in hand. They say that, look, minimum 6% you should have allocated for education and your funding is hardly 1% or hardly 0.5% of the GDP. So it gives a very good leverage in the hands of the aquaculture or research institutions to seek more funds allocation for this sector. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that might be handled in a recommendation like this. I guess that would be that up to the expert panel. Yes, please.
I think we need to be moving on. Okay, very quick one. No, it's a quick. Well, we need to be moving on. We haven't finished one
yet.
Yeah,
it's very quick. I have my objection with the word undeveloped countries. Can you change it to developing countries? Thank you.
Let's move on to recommendation number 4, which I'm sure will be an easy one to work through. Okay, please, if you could read recommendation number 4, and then we'll discuss it. Okay, any comments on recommendation number 4, please? Anybody? Okay, I see no hands. We'll move on to your recommendation number 5. Yes.
I think it's a wording issue. Just to say, aquaculture farmer-based associations, not the way it is worded. aquaculture farmer based associations.
Oh, put in based.
I think this is what is meant by this.
Okay.
Not farmer based aquaculture.
Okay. Yes, question.
Point of clarification. By hand phones, do you mean mobile phones?
I would suspect that's the case, yes.
Okay, thanks.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I see, actually. Do you want me to change that? Is there agreement in the audience? Mobile, okay.
Yes, please.
I thought we discussed that the importance of not only associations creation, but to make sure that they last. They remain in time. It's not only that they are created and probably next year that disappear, but they remain in time.
That they're created and sustained? You got that, Brian?
We're back on number four?
Yes. It's about the associations. They're promoted, supported, and sustained. It's just not just creation. Okay, let's move to... Yes, please.
In the number four, the third line... It's not necessary, just add the word for.
Okay.
Etc. For knowledge sharing and capacity building.
I would suggest that let's not get into this really finite wordsmithing. Let's look at the concept and capture that, and let's move on, okay?
And Gary, if you could put all the recommendations in each one so we can quickly see them.
This is the last recommendation for this particular expert panel. Yes. Okay. Recommendation number five, please.
I was wondering whether that means access as well, not only use, because there are many different areas where there's still no access to those. Improve or increase access and use of.
Good point. Okay.
Excuse me, can I? I know you're not looking this way, but.
Oh, yes, I am now.
There's 2 points.
Okay.
If you can go back to number three.
Absolutely.
Can I just suggest you take out that line about. Extension plays a critical role. I know somebody's raised the idea of undeveloped, but that doesn't actually say anything. We all know that. It's a given. And I'd also suggest, and I might be wrong here because I'm not up to date on all the jargon, but the use of the word broker, and in general, broker means a payment for a service. So if you're using knowledge transfer to extension knowledge brokers, there could be an implication that there's a fee. It's a fee for service. And I don't know whether the panel has any comment on that. That's my first comment. On the next recommendation...
Let's just stick with that one first. Brian, do you have any comments on that?
Well, the literature I've been reading and colleagues have been reading uses this term, but would it help if we put it in quotes or something else that made it more flexible or whatever the word is?
What would you
suggest?
I take your advice. I'm just saying that to me it reads like a fee for service. But maybe that's not what the general thought is.
Yeah, I think it's more intermediary and that kind of connecting across barriers, etc. thinking. Does that help?
You said you had a comment on recommendation number four, is that correct?
I've got a comment on recommendation number five. I'd like to see the word cost-effective in there. We can use ICT a lot, but we need to put something in about the economics of that.
Sure.
Okay, well, congratulations. Oh, yes, question, yes.
Thank you. I think point number four about the creation of networks, associations, clusters, etc., applies to lots of other things than just research, training, extension. So, and it's part of, it could be an institutional arrangement, therefore I would suggest you remove it and place it under the governance recommendations.
Well, potentially yes, but it wasn't discussed there, so I feel a little uncomfortable about doing that without a broader discussion. But... I'll be guided by the wisdom of the group.
Well, I think we're going into too much detail. There's a lot of commonality between recommendations. So my suggestion from the Secretariat is that we don't go into too much detail unless there are new recommendations. The Secretariat will try and make one document sent to all the panel members and the keynote speakers, get their concurrence to the final document, once we get that concurrence to the final document, we'll put it on the website for 7 days so that anybody could come back. I think we are just spending too much time on words and details that we are losing the wood for the trees.
Ultimately. And we're running out of time.
Thank you. That's an excellent recommendation. I totally concur. Okay.
So is it possible to put, how many recommendations do you have under
Well, this one here is actually, it's a very energetic group. They only have 8 recommendations.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We've already done 20 out of the 30 on the first, so we've got 3.
Okay. Let's look at recommendation number 1. Test your processing skills. And let's not get into wordsmithing. Let's look at the major theme. If there's something that really is omitted, then let's talk about that. And you will have a chance to review this on the web as well, so keep that in mind, please. Recommendation 1. Okay, let's move to recommendation number 2. Okay, recommendation number 2. And if you're a real speed reader, you can move to recommendation number 3. Any questions about recommendation number 2, please? Any questions on recommendation number 3? See, now that you know this is going to be posted on the web, does that change things a little bit here? Okay, recommendation number 4. We're on recommendation number 4, please. They've gotten much better, I can tell. Okay. We're moving on to recommendation number 5, please. Yes, please.
I have a problem with the word assisting. It seems like as they need to be assisted to keep alive. Supporting is perhaps a better word.
Okay.
Okay.
Change that word? Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, thank you. We're moving to recommendation number 6, please.
Yep.
Yeah. What?
We're on recommendation number 6. Okay, Mike?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we can do that. Yep.
Okay. Moving on to recommendation number 7. Recommendation number 7, please. Yes, please. Comment? No comments? Yes. Pardon me? Okay.
It's a formation of farmers, farmer groups, and associations. I think we should also put the cooperatives.
Okay.
But that is more business oriented than that.
Thank you. Yeah, we can do that. I think that the concern was not putting too many words in here for there are cooperatives, groups, associations, and other clusters, etc. But yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We can do that.
I believe that we're on recommendation number 8.
Gary, it strikes me in reading through all 8 that there's a lot of commonalities and threads through there. And it might be worthwhile just looking at all 8 of them offline and seeing if there's some opportunity to streamline them and condense them down into maybe 4 or 5 recommendations.
That's a good point. These were really put together rather quickly, to be honest. It was a lot of work by the different expert panels. Okay, that concludes expert panel number 2. We're going to move on to expert panel number 3.
Yeah.
And if you would please read recommendation number 1. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain very briefly how we addressed the issues that were raised by the audience in this. One of them was the fact that the kind of modeling things that I showed this morning had the other side of the social system, which complements the natural system. So that's why there's a sentence there saying fully accounting for socioeconomic aspects. The other points are in the next 2, so I'll wait.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about recommendation number 1, please? Recommendation number 2. We're going to move on to recommendation number 3 if there's no questions. Please read recommendation number 3.
Yeah.
Any explanation?
Yeah, a couple more points on that. Number three, we added this including data quality and data sharing, which was one of the discussions that was coming in from the audience. And number four, the last sentence on the empowerment of local partners, for instance, in ground truthing and modeling, to address Doris Soto's concerns about involvement of local communities.
Any questions on recommendation number three? Yes.
I don't know why Peter isn't saying this, but shouldn't that also include between developing countries?
Thank you, Craig.
My suggestion is to remove the developing words there, between countries.
Okay. Good point. Thank you. We're moving to recommendation number four, please. Does anybody have a question regarding recommendation number four? Okay, that concludes expert panel number three. We'll move to the last expert panel, aquaculture statistics. If you could please review recommendation number one. Does anybody have any questions or clarification regarding question number one, please, or recommendation number one? Okay? Yes.
Why this specific example about culture-based fishery? I mean, there are other examples, surely. I know it's a relation between aquaculture and fishery, but
where
is
the lead for this expert panel? Yeah. I don't see him. Oh, okay. Yes. Do you want to come up here?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
International fishery and aquaculture is here.
Good strategy.
Well, because my understanding is that not many of us are really dealing with the data collection directly. In fact, we try to invite for some recommendations about improving the data collection methodology process in that aspect. But this is rather technical aspect of the aquaculture itself, say, aquaculture and the fisheries interaction. I think this is one of the most valuable recommendations coming out of this session, and I know there are other two with relatively less value. So this will be taken into consideration for our next rounds of exercise, trying to update or improve the standards and inclusion of the concepts and the definition, and how we can define and what we can collect in the future. Thank you.
Yes.
Very quickly, culture-based fisheries and capture-based culture have been tagged and identified in several sessions this week about being an important example. And in order to give the capture fisheries sector and the aquaculture sector the profile they need, I think we're going to have to start understanding the interaction and the statistical basis for both of these sectors. I think that's why this has been identified like that.
Any other questions regarding recommendation number one? Yes, please.
Make it easy on you in the bottom here. Contribution of aquaculture to culture-based fisheries and capture-based aquaculture.
Thank you, Barry.
That's more general, yes.
Okay. We'll move to recommendation number two. If you could please read that recommendation. Does anybody have any comments on recommendation number two, please? We'll move to the last recommendation, number three. No questions on recommendation number three? Yes.
Yeah. As I mentioned in the morning, so basically, the aquaculture studies data collection is country's responsibility. So here, we say basically this is only two recommendations to FAO. But unless the countries are really take real actions to improve the capacity, the methodology in collecting aquaculture data and the statistics, so there's no way for FAO to really make a real improvement. So I would like to see if there's any recommendation to the countries, to the members, how to strengthen, to improve the aquaculture studies
That's my comment. Thanks.
Okay. Any comments from the expert panel? Yes.
Yeah, I think it's more than a sense of ownership to what Miao said. It's FAO should promote among members the value of accurate reporting of fisheries and aquaculture information. And that'll promote a sense of ownership when they see how useful it is to them, not to FAO. And it also reflects a little bit on number three. I'd just like to say that I think everybody has done a really nice job with this whole conference. And we're shooting at you, but I'm really pleased, and I've had lots of good positive feedback from everybody for 3 days. I don't want you to lose sight of that fact now as it gets late in the afternoon.
Well, keep in mind, these are recommendations from each of the expert panels. I'm the communicator, the facilitator, and really appreciate your attention and the comments that you provided. We are through.
Okay, let's give Gary and his panel members a hand.